Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But I do want to say, you know, in God's News Behind the News, I want to go right into the situation that happened in Anaheim, California. That Anaheim, California, John, 24 arrests were made because they were protesting in the streets. And this is what we're going to be telling you about. They were protesting a situation with the death of a particular person that happened in the city. And there was a protest that was taking place that was supposedly a peaceful protest that it went right into a violent protest. And they started throwing Molotov cocktails, which is gasoline in a bottle with a rag tucked in it where you light it on fire, which is liquid fire. And they're throwing it at the police officers, and they made 24 arrests. Let me tell you something. You know, this is why we're on the air. This is why VFN Radio's here. This is, you know, we know the world's going to tune in to, you know, to because they're going to want to know, why is this happening?
That's right. That's a tragedy right there.
And understand that our police officers are your neighbor. You know, they're your brothers, they're your sisters, they're your fathers, they're your mothers. And if when a Molotov cocktail is being thrown at a police officer, it's being thrown at you.
That's right.
Are standing up for your constitutional rights, and they're the ones that are keeping that from happening. And they can't continue to stand there. You know, they can't stand in this situation with them being on fire, or it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. And we're going to be talking more about, you know, the things that are coming to America, lest the church repents. I mean, it's going to be rough. I mean, this generation hasn't seen it. Mm-mm. The 60s probably saw it, but they haven't seen what it is right now because there's a whole new mixture. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like the adversary learned things from past experiences that if we're going to do this thing, we got to do it from every angle, and we have to do it in a way that we take out, you know, kind of trying to take down the church, because the church is the true church, mm-hmm. you know, not the ones that are this, you know, other countries call everybody here Christian.
Right.
And if you've been around long enough and you're talking to people, most people think they are.
Right.
And some are, some are not. But the church who loves God, the one who follows the word of God, who has the heart of God, you know, all the way from the pilgrims to today, that they treated everybody with justice. They laid down their lives from the First Nation people, the Indians that were here. Although other people came and oppressed the Indians, the pilgrims came, and it was not like the scene from you learned in school. I mean, they loved them and prayed for them and all those different things. And so, and we're going to be talking more about that in the future. But the church will normally steps in and helps an oppressed people come free and brings justice to the situation. So they're trying to oppress the church. You know, Satan's trying to have a strategy to oppress and suppress the church, to put it in bondage so that it's rendered like Samson, you know, and blind and in chains.
Mm-hmm.
So when it wants to do its deeds, the church can't rise. But I got good news for you, that there's no chain that the blood of Jesus can't break.
Come on now.
Amen.
There's no blindness that Jesus can't heal.
That's right.
And that we're here to tell you that if we rise up to the season and the call, that the choice of the Creator was that you would live in this season, and you can't look at past seasons and go, well, you know, this is what they did. No, you can learn from those that have gone before us, but they've never been in this season.
That's right. For a time like this, right?
I mean, most things that were invented and patented happened from 1900 on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just fresh. I mean, up until the time of 1900, prior to that, everybody was on horseback.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's from the beginning of time until you know, the car started coming out, you know, the Model T's. And the A's and the little combustible, you know, things and all. They rode on horseback unless they rode on a steam engine on a train. And that's how far we've come in a very short period of time. I was just looking at, you know, Google. Google offered to sell their company to Yahoo for $1 million in 1997. And they turned it down. Yeah, and of course, Google's worth a little bit more now than Yahoo. Yahoo's worth about 40 billion, and Google's
that's
worth
all.
Yeah.
Well, no, Google's worth about 200, I think, right?
Is it? Wow. It's 200 billion, something like that.
Right.
And that's just 1997.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about Facebook. Facebook was born yesterday, And it has a billion people, 1/6 of the world's population on it, and it's being used to flip countries.
Mm.
It's being used to turn over. Mm-hmm. In Egypt, they name one of their children Facebook. It's so funny. It's so funny when you don't know people's language, because like, Facebook. It's like, really study the language before you name your child something. It's like the people that get the tattoos. It's like, did you ever ask what that actually represented?
and did you believe them when they told you?
Yeah, right. They just sold you the expensive one, which had writing that you would have never put on if it was written in English. Yeah, and so with that, you know, we want to pray for our police officers that are there, Anaheim, California. We want to pray for the people there and understand that what we've seen just this week in Aurora, Colorado, what we've seen just this week in Anaheim, California, that there's people behind the scenes right now wanting to stir up this nation, to get it so rowdy and so turning on itself, they can push their agenda. And we got to stand together. We got to understand. We can't be used by these folks. We can't let them turn us against each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We all just need to turn to the Lord. We need to turn back to God. You know, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And I want to encourage you right now. You may hear news reports that kind of get your flesh all stirred up, you know, and kind of get you divided from somebody. Do not let that happen. You know, you don't want to do that, because the second you start hating, the second mm-hmm. you start judging, the second you start saying things like us and them, you know, then the enemy's winning,
mm-hmm.
because right. it's called divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. Divide and conquer. That's what happens. Every war is based off how do you get people to get divided from each other, the normal people that stick together, and then conquer. But Satan's name, the devil, the word devil actually means divide, one who gets in between and divides. And so the only way the enemy can destroy what's happening in what God has let happen in America is to divide the church,
mm-hmm.
you know, and divide America, turn us in on ourselves. And remember, even our prisoners are given constitutional rights when they're in jail. Why? Because they're Americans. They're mm-hmm. Americans, and so that if even our prisoners get constitutional rights, these people that are trying to take away our constitutional rights, can you imagine what would happen to you in the gulags and the things of their mindsets, how they're going to get you to, you know, they're against waterboarding, but they want to take away the Constitution? It's like, hey, there's something worse behind that. I think we've heard about testimonies of car batteries being used and
hello.
Right, today they're doing horrific things. You know, we talked about it. You can see it on the torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and click look for Syria, articles on Syria, and you'll find out that they're torturing people with electricity.
Mm.
They're hooking up car batteries juice to their testicles, and they're shocking them. They're wow. peeling their fingernails off. They're doing things like this to get them to young kids. They're doing this, and these are the people that are behind Islam. These are the people that this is that culture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or just watch. I just watched yesterday. You know, I just watched yesterday that. Our very first international war that we had to go out fight outside of our country was a war that was against Islam.
Wow.
When Islam was trying to encroach itself on America, it was trying to force its way on America, and America's not about that. America's about freedom, and you know, as long as your freedom doesn't break my leg or rob from me, you know, have at it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it was coming against America. It was trying to oppress America and its ships, trading ships, and all these different things going on. It's the same thing that's been going on since the beginning of Islam. And so reluctantly, you know, I think it must have been, I'll have to verify this, but I'm thinking about Jefferson, had to get some ships together and go to, I mean, you hear the songs about, you know, the Marine song from the shores of Tripoli. I mean, you're mm-hmm. talking about this war that we had to fight. We were forced into it because Islam, true Islam, the ones who actually, Muslims who believe fully the Quran, who deny the entire New Testament, who deny that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that believe that you convert people by force and not by choice, that it's not good when they start coming in trying to force things. And so at some point, if a nation wants to stand, it has to stand up for what it believes in. And quite often that contradicts, obviously, the caliphate, which is the Quran is the ultimate rule of the land. And so our very first war was that.
Mm.
You know, mm. And right now, Congressman Michelle Bachmann simply requested, sent a letter. Everything, as you heard on VFN Radio, she represents us. She's not an individual that's there just kind of because she thought it was a good idea. She's a representative government. We're a republic.
Voted, right.
She was voted in, and she's there representing us and defending us as a representative. And so Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has a chief of staff, a right-hand assistant, who's a daughter of one of the leaders who's deceased now in the Muslim Brotherhood, and her mother was in the Muslim Brotherhood Sisterhood.
That's right.
And she's the one traveling the nations, more traveled than any other Secretary of State, and negotiating all these transitions of power, because we're the most powerful country in the world, and mm-hmm. the only way we can make friends with people is to kind of give, this is what their perception is to give up more of our power. And to say, hey, we'll throw a few missiles away. We'll give you two missiles for, I don't know, Muslim Brotherhood to lead this place. And you know, she's negotiating all this. And it's totally amazing what's taking place right now. So Michelle Bachmann, she just actually writes a letter with everything in the letter was footnoted to know that, you know, this, we're just saying what is you're supposed to actually do background checks on people before they come into these particular offices, especially the Secretary of State. And she wouldn't have passed because you always check the family members. And if her father was a leader in the Muslim Brotherhood who has been thrown out of every single nation they've ever been in, because when they're in leadership and they were thrown out of Egypt before our president came in and re-empowered them again in Egypt. And that's who's actually fighting against the Syrian leader now and trying to surround Israel, that if your father and mother was in the Muslim Brotherhood, did you think about, you know, opening up a store, you know, maybe selling something or, you
catch
know,
a clue.
Catch yeah. a clue. It's exciting that you're not going to continue in the traditions of your father, I hope. But seeing that, you know, you were plotting the killing of Sadat, your father was, or you were, you know, being thrown out of Egypt, you were being thrown out of Syria, you're being thrown out of Jordan, you're being thrown out of all these, you know, I don't think it's good for you to be here. No. We actually said, listen, we want you to be in the know and tell us what we need to do. And so their suggestions are this, you know, hey, you know, why don't you just get your little delete button and your little, you know, I don't know, I guess a delete button nowadays. And every word that says Islam in your library, every word that says is a radical Islam, every word that tells the true history about the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, just kind of delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of delete it. You know, listen, America, it's not going to be good right now. It's not. Why? Because, you know, you got to know your enemies.
Right.
You got to know them. If you don't know who your enemy is, then you will soon find out when he or she rules over you. And you can't just bury your head in the sand of denial going, I don't have enemies. I don't have enemies. I don't have enemies. No, it's just you don't have brains. You got to wake up wow. and you study history. You got to study history. You got to mm-hmm. look at it. History has been taken from us. And our current president, you know, which we honor his position, we honor him as president, and we don't dishonor him, but we do talk about the policies and the values that he's standing for, that he is fundamentally transforming our nation. And as he said, you know, he and his wife said that history has to be rewritten.
Right.
Now, I can see it in some contexts where some of the literature just denies the reality of our history, you know, where you actually have to go, you know, you have to actually take black history to find out what happened in America in regards to the African American. That should actually be integrated in American history. It should be taught. And probably a lot of us were thinking, well, that's what he's talking about, because, you know, what happened to all these heroes, these African American heroes? What happened to all, you know, the sweat of their backs built the economies of this world? You know, where is all that in the context of this? But we didn't realize he was talking about rewriting the Constitution, rewriting, you know, America in the pre-colonial days, you know, in the 1500s. And so, you know, like, you know, it matters. It just matters. And so, you know, we're going to stand with you. We're going to keep you informed. Times are going to get rough. What you just saw happen last night in Anaheim, what you saw happen in Aurora, you know, and there's a miracle, by the way, took place. A miracle. Did you hear about the miracle?
That the baby?
No. The particular lady, she had a birth defect in her brain. I know. We probably have. You know,
Is that something strange?
No. I was looking at Pat's face. You know, and so, you know, she got. You know, she's obviously a normal person, but there was a part of her brain that grew a little bit different in regards to a vein. There was an extra vein, and so when he shot in the theater, she got shot in the head,
right,
a buckshot. You know, the pellets that come from buckshot. I don't know if it was buckshot, which is big round ones, or small bird shot, but buckshot. It was called buckshot. They called it, but I don't know.
Okay.
And when she got shot, it went into her nose, but then it went into her brain, traveled all the way from the front of her brain to the back of her brain.
Wow.
You know, and that's like severing. You know, if something comes in the middle of your brain, it severs. You know, all that. And so they have her in intensive care, and they're checking on her and all this kind of stuff, and they're thinking it's. You know, she could die, or best case scenario, that she's going to have brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
None of it. None of it. Because that buckshot entered in to that vein that was there. It's like God knew.
Oh, wow.
God knew. You know, he knows the beginning from the end.
My goodness.
And when it went in to her nose, it went straight into that vessel. And it followed the vessel that wasn't supposed to be there to the back of her head and didn't touch any part of her brain. Is God not awesome?
That's amazing.
Wow.
He is amazing. So, he knows the beginning. He knew this day was coming. He knew that was going to happen at that point. And what somebody called a birth defect. See, that's what we don't have birth defects.
Amen.
So, see, that we're not an anomaly. I mean, God, and so, it didn't affect her at all. So, and obviously she's wounded, but the fact that it didn't cause any brain damage, it didn't kill her. And her pastor today is attributing, he's thanking God for it. He has a blog out. I heard somebody reading the blog to me, but it's just so cool.
So she was a believer.
Yeah.
Oh,
and just,
good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And God
that's
just spared.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
Awesome.
That's cool. So cool. And it reminds me, too, about, you know, 9/11, you know, right where you are, how, you know, you hear the stories of the survivors of 9/11 and how God just delayed so many people and their trains didn't work, their shoes were the wrong shoes and, you know, couldn't make it in and all these different things. And it's like the people that obviously, you know, lost their lives in the tower, you know, we're not saying that they weren't hearing from God or anything. I'm just saying that the people that did get spared, so many of them have a story, you know, and thousands of them got out of that building. Thankful to the firefighters, they're willing to go in where most people run out, you know.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.